God.
But if you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to really pray for me for a little while. I want you to turn to two or three different places. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 24, then Mark chapter 13. I'm going to read a little bit out of it. It's the same account, just Mark's writings of it, still inspired by the Holy Ghost. And I really want to preach for a few minutes this morning on "And Knew Not." I've kindly been tore up reading this. Every time I read this, I get tore up. It scares me what's coming on the face of this earth. It scares me the day and hour that we're living in. Here's what scares me. Verse 23 of Mark chapter 13. "But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." Now, said over there in Matthew, they knew not.
Amen.
Mark wrote and said, "I foretold you all this."
Amen.
I told you.
Amen.
That's scary, right? Amen. You know why? And by the grace of God, we got a lot in here this morning. A lot been out for a long time, sick and different things. And we got a lot that's out, don't have no excuse for it. Now, I ain't being mean. But it hit me this morning, there's a reason they don't know. Because they don't show up about half the time.
Amen.
Now, I ain't being mean. There's a lot of things coming on this earth.
Oh, God.
And it's going to take a lot of people unaware.
Amen.
Now, Mark said, "But take ye heed." He said, "You better listen." Back yonder, they didn't listen.
Amen.
It's obvious. They did not listen. I mean, here it was. There's only one man, as far as I know, in that day that walked with God. And that's Noah.
Amen.
And they chose not to listen to him.
Amen.
I mean, listen, he only had one message, as far as I know, that he preached. He said, "It's going to rain."
Amen.
But they didn't listen. Or they wasn't there one. They may have not been there.
Amen.
Now listen, I'm going to read the rest of this to you. "But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Then shall the Son of Man come in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven." Now, I'm going to stop right there just for a few minutes. I do want to go on down here and read just a little bit more. And it said in verse 35, "Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he finds you sleeping. And what shall I say unto you? I say unto you all, watch." Then I noticed something over here, it said the same thing in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42. "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not suffered his house to be broken up." And I want to talk to you about this just a little bit. And like I said, I'm going to say some things that I know I've said a lot in the past. But it scares me when I see and I feel like that we're in the days of Noah. Now, are you saying you think the Lord's coming? I don't know when the Lord's coming. I know this, Noah, he preached for about 100 years, or he built the ark. I don't know. I don't know if he had much of a crowd to preach to be honest about it. He preached for 100 years, or told them for 100 years it's going to rain. And he had a lot of signs and things like that in his days, and I believe we got them now. But I don't think many people know what's going on, to be honest. I mean, the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, they'd be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage and all of that. And I've said it many a time, but just for the sake of this message, I'm going to say it again. That's no strange thing to be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until you find out who they are. That's the strange thing. The Bible said when the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they took them wives of all that they chose. See, there's the thing. It wasn't, and the Bible said, and they had children. Mighty men of renown. There's the strange thing. Bible said over in 2 Peter, they'll feast among you, finding out who they are. Finding out that it's those sons of God, and they had children. The Bible said in 2 Peter, there's cursed children. See, I mean, here's what I want to say is, I know some of you look at me strange and you say, well, you're preaching strange things. No, I think we got natural brute beasts right now on the face of this earth that the Bible said made to be taken and destroyed. And they saw the daughters of men. I've said it many a time, you better watch your little youngins around here, watch your little girls. There's demons out there. Yeah. And I'm going to try to get away from this. This ain't where I want to preach, but Lord God, we got to lay the groundwork for it. See, I mean, I think, and the Bible said it's mighty men of renown. I think the governments and the leaders, and I believe it's full of them right now. You want truth about it? I believe it's full of it right now. I don't even believe they got a soul about most of them. Say, it's a strange thing. No stranger than it was when Noah was back there and he is preaching it's going to rain and it never rained. Just because you ain't never seen it don't mean it ain't true. Amen. I mean, my God, just because you ain't never seen the first raindrop don't mean it ain't going to. They thought Noah was a crazy man. Here he was out there building a boat and it hidden. I mean, they never needed one before. But one day you're going to need one. Now, the Bible said this, I mean, and here's the scary part that I want to talk to you about this. The Bible said they knew not. But then Matthew said, I foretold you. I told you. I told you it's going to rain. I told you this is going to happen. But one of two things, either they just didn't believe it or they wasn't there to hear it, one of the two. And really, I even think it goes further than that. Let me just throw it out there for you, what I think about it. I don't think there's much real flesh left that God made. I don't think there's a whole lot left. So where do you get that from? I get it over in Genesis chapter 6, where the Bible said that Noah was perfect in his generations. I don't think that meant he was perfect in his flesh. I believe that he had a bloodline that was just man. It wasn't the sons of God and the daughters of men. It was not corrupt. It was just man. It was a perfect bloodline. It's what God had made. But see, it's going to get to a place where there ain't much of that left. Say, you're crazy. I know they said the same thing about Noah. I mean, it got to the place where there wasn't many, I mean, just humanity left. Do you think it's a strange thing? And I know y'all look at me like I'm crazy. That's all right. That's okay. I'm going to tell you anyway. You might stand before him one day and he said, I foretold you. You remember that old dumb preacher is up there telling y'all them strange things? I foretold you. I told you what was coming. I told you what was going to take place. Lord God, they're going to take over the whole earth as far as I'm concerned about the way it's going to happen. There ain't going to be a whole lot left. Hey, when the rapture does take place, don't worry, there ain't going to be enough leave here for people to really pay attention to it. Amen. Now, I know that's strange, ain't it? But and I get to where I won't preach here in a minute. But he said, I told you. See, I mean, look up here and listen to me. It's scary business. I mean, it really is what's going to take place. I mean, great God. I mean, I got to reading. Let me flip over here. I'm going to flip over here to you. I'm going to read this when John saw the account of it. Exactly what I just read to you. John's over here. And he says, now it says something like this in Mark chapter 13. Let me read it to you again. In verse 20, 23. Actually, verse 24. But of those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Then shall you see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his elect angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. And I'll stop right there. And I've been thinking about this. Now, I want to say this real quickly. This elect that he's gathering is not the church. That's not the church. If you'll go over in Revelation chapter 7, you'll find out in the very first part of it, he sends out four angels to go to four corners of the earth. Yes, sir. It ain't long until you find out that he's over there and he takes 12,000 out of each tribe and he marks them. Amen. There's your elect that he's going to gather one day. There's the elect that he's going to pull out of there one day. And it talked about the sun being darkened and moon being darkened and all that stuff. And I preached last Sunday, tried to a little bit, on the fire's going to fall. I want to read it to you. I mean, it talked about the first trumpet that was blown here. The Bible said that hell and fire mingled with blood. I mean, it's going to fall one day. But before he does that, before the first trumpet, I mean, there's this, the last seal is broken. He goes and gets the censer, and that's on the fire that they poured out the prayers of the saints. No, that's the last prayers that you're going to find when they're poured out over there. And he takes that censer and he dips it into the fire, and the Bible said he cast it to the earth. This thing is going to burn up one day. Lord God, there's an altar already and there's a fire already on it. And he's going to dip that censer in and he's going to cast it to the earth. Then I read when he sounds the first trumpet, I mean, hell and fire mingled with blood is going to be cast to the earth. And a third part of mankind is going to die there. Then I read the second trumpet is going to be sounded. And then it said this is a great mountain cast to the sea and it's on fire. And a third part of the sea and the ships and all of that is and everything that's in the sea, a third part of it dies there. I mean, as he's opened up these trumpets, I mean, my God, this thing's going to burn up, Brother Matt. And people say, you're crazy. Hey, the thing about it is, it's going to happen. I mean, it's whether you know it or not. It's whether you're going to suffer your house to be broken up or not. And most, it bothers me that about half of our crowd ain't here and it's going to take place and their youngins going to miss out on it. And you had a mama and a daddy that brought you to the house of God and you too sorry to do it. Now, I ain't being mean. I'm worried. I'm scared. It's going to happen one day. Now, I ain't trying to be mean. Lord God, I love you youngins. Love you family. And I want them to get in on this thing. If I didn't, I'd build my own boat and let everybody else go to hell. Noah didn't do that. Bible said, by faith, Noah moved with fear, being warned of God, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. He said, we're getting in. You're getting in.
Amen.
Guarantee you, his youngins is out there, let's go do this, Daddy. Let's go this. They're having fun over here. They're doing this. Everybody else is. Noah said, no, son, it's going to rain one day. You've got to hang around this ark. This is the most important thing. You might not see it right now, but one day, this is the only way out for you.
Amen.
This is it. I read where the third trumpet sounded, and there's a great star named Wormwood fell from the heavens. the rivers, and the fountains of waters, they were turned to blood, and everything was bitter. Fourth trumpet was sounded. It said that the sun was smitten, the moon was smitten, a third part of it. The stars are smitten. Third part of the day's gone.
Yeah.
Ain't no light in it. Third part of the night's gone.
Yeah.
Fifth trumpet sounded. The bottomless pits opened up.
Oh, yeah.
The furnace, after that's opened up. Sixth trumpet sounded. Third part of the people was killed with fire, smoke, and brimstone. It ain't long. You get over here and you start reading. Say, oh, that's bad stuff. Yeah, well, just wait. Wait till the seventh one is. It sounded, and I saw a star from heaven falling to the earth.
Amen.
And to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. That's the fifth one. Lord God. And all this stuff's going to take place. So it ain't going to happen. Yeah, it is going to happen. You're going to get over here before chapter 11, and the final one is blown. You're going to find out the sun, the stars, the moon, they don't shine no more. Nothing is taking place. Great God. The wrath of God is being poured out on this thing. Let me say this. I said that wrong. This ain't the wrath of God being poured out. I preached this here a while back. This is the wrath of the Lamb. This is the wrath of the Lamb in chapter 6. And who shall be able to stand? There's a difference in the wrath of God and the wrath of the Lamb. I read over in Romans chapter 1. It said, for therein is the wrath of God revealed. And the wrath of God was this. God just pulled off of the thing. He didn't strive with them no more. The wrath of God is when he gave them over. Gave them over. Gave them up, and then gave them over. Wrath of God is when, it like it was in Genesis chapter 6, when he said, I will not strive with man no more. My spirit shall not strive. That's the wrath of God. Then it's about 100 years down the road after he says that the flood comes. Bible said in the last days there'd be a great falling away.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but this stuff scares me.
Amen.
And what scares me, Matt, not that it's going to happen, but people don't act like they care.
Amen.
They don't act like they know. They don't act like they understand. It's coming. Say, well, we see it. I don't know who's going to see it, but he's coming. Say, I thought we was getting out. Well, you can think whatever you want to. I read over here where he gathers together a little bit later, he gathers those 144,000 from the four corners of the earth. I read where he does exactly what he says he's going to do. He go burn his thing up one day. I was trying to preach last Sunday morning. It's the heavens being on fire, the elements being on fire. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? What your young ones going to do then? No, I said, I'm not trying to be mean, but God help, it scares me. It scares me to death. I seen some here sitting here Sunday morning. They ain't here this morning, but I mean, God was dealing with them. Moving on them. Lord God. And if I had one God was dealing with, I'd keep them in the house of God. I'd keep them where they could find out what's going to take place. I'd keep them where they find out, Lord, they need this ark I'm talking about. We live in where the youngins run everything. Then we're living in a sorry time when if you don't do everything they want done, then it's abuse. You know who got those laws passed, don't you? I believe the devil himself. I heard somebody talking about wasn't much power anymore. I believe there ain't a lot of power anymore because there's no authority at home anymore. If there's any authority at home and love's departed, the love of the world's entered in. You ought to love your youngins instead of the world. Loving them ain't giving them everything. Bless God, it's loving them is hanging them around that ark. And I know I'm just kind of rambling around here. God help. This is dangerous. You ought to go home. You ought to get this Bible. And sit there and read Revelations chapter 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. You'll find out. See, I mean, it finally comes to the place over there. Chapter 10 kind of ends this. And then he starts revealing to John some things that he's going to see and be part of. He shows him all of this stuff through chapter 10. Then he sends him back with a message and a prophecy. But in that, he tells him, he said, look, this is the way it's going to wind up. He said, there's going to be two prophets. Chapter 11, there's going to be two prophets. Amen. And those two prophets are not Moses and Elijah.
No.
Or Moses and Enoch. I've heard all kinds of those things. Those two prophets is a Jewish church and a Gentile church. So how do you know that? He said there's two candlesticks and two olive branches.
Amen.
Revelations chapter 1 verse 20 said the candlesticks is the church.
Amen.
The olive branches, Revelations chapter 11 or Romans chapter 11, there's two olive branches, a wild one and a natural one.
Amen.
One of them's natural, that's the Jewish.
That's
one of them's wild and that's the Gentiles. That wild one was grafted in.
Yes, sir.
It ain't long till you find out that after their testimony was done, power is given unto Satan to overcome them.
Yes.
I got to thinking about that. That's a scary thing, isn't it? When there's nothing else to say. You say, the church ain't going out that way. I watched a video of there was a man overseas. And say, this don't happen. Yeah, it does happen. They took this man overseas and they burned him at the stake recently. They put him up there, chained him around his neck, chained him around his back, put him to a stake, wood all around it, said, this is your last chance to recant. He said, I've preached and lived this gospel. He said, now I'll die it. And they set it on fire. They set him on fire. But what I'm saying is this. That's how the church come in. And I believe that's how it'll go out. But here it is. There's a couple witnesses and their testimony was over. He said, I told them all I... Family members stood around and cried and wept and wailed and everything else. Great God. Now here this fella was. Here John is. He said, I want you to go back and you tell the story. You preach to them.
Yes. Amen.
Tell them.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
I'm coming. Flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God nor obey it, not the gospel. He's coming. So I ain't never seen it. Never heard this. Well, they knew not. But I foretold you. That's really what's on my mind. I told you. But they knew not. John come back and told us. No, not. John come back and showed it to us. Some reason, nobody knows. It's going to happen. Then ain't long you'll go over here and you'll read how all this takes place, how he blows the seventh trumpet. The Bible said just before that there'll be time no more. What now? I foretold you, but they knew not. Lord God, that's scary. It's scary to me. I'm going to let you stand to your feet. I'm going to let you go. Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.